You are listening to Insight here on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak today. And today we're stepping into a place we've never been on Insight. Recently abandoned rooms and others presently occupied. It's the title of artist Lindsay Swearingen's first solo art show. Swearingen is an artist who makes illustrations and embroidery under the name Tusk and Cardinal. Her work features pen and ink illustrations blending mid-century modern furniture and spooky images, like, for instance, a houseplant made of hands. You can see her show at Outlet Co-working. It's this Saturday, June 8th from 7 to 9, and Lindsay's in our studio today. Welcome to Insight. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And so for people who have not seen your work, can we say you're drawing on influences like Edward Gorey?
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely been a big influence for me. I love the way that he's able to mix humor as well as kind of a dark imagery. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've ever seen any of his work, but
I haven't, but I looked at your Instagram page and looked at several of your images and describe them for us. Is that pen and ink?
It is. Yeah, it's pen and ink. So this show that I'm doing on Saturday is going to be all focused on pen and ink drawings. And some of my favorite pieces in the show are based off of this theory of memento mori, which is a Victorian theory. Actually, I think it also dates back to like medieval times, where essentially it means remember that you will die. So it's a little bit morbid.
There are skulls worked into the chairs in the photos on the wall might be arranged as such. If you look at them from a distance, it's a skull.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I really wanted to try to do that. Those are actually some of my favorite pieces in the show. I wanted to try my hand at this this technique that's been done in the past, where when you look at it from afar, you see a skull. But when you go a little bit closer, you see something totally different. And when you look at my pieces, it's actually interior design. And I hadn't really seen a merge of those two things before, like mid-century modern design and this memento mori theory. It seems contrasting to me, and I really wanted to attempt that. So
it's mostly monochrome, or you incorporate color?
I don't use color. No. Right now, I think I really like focusing on just black and white and that grayscale. So
what drew you to this type of expression is what it is, and then to isolate it to just black and white?
Well, I started as a fiber artist, actually. I've been doing embroidery for over 6 years, but I found myself not being able to create as quickly as I wanted to. And so I would be working on one piece for weeks and weeks and just not feeling like I was able to finish it. And so I wanted to try to find a medium that I could get a little bit more, you know, get it done a little bit faster, essentially. And I was able to do that with pen and ink. And
did somebody suggest it to you, or you just
I had
you were doodling while on the phone, or
I drew all of my designs for embroidery anyway, so I had to do that part, and then an additional humongous like process after that to finish an embroidered piece. And so I just thought, well, maybe I'll just expand on these original drawings a little bit more. And I was really influenced by some Edward Gorey drawings and some John Ken Mortensen drawings, which are amazing. I definitely recommend checking those out.
Are you in an artist community of friends, or do you have professional training? What led you to have this as a career?
Well, I actually work full-time for a medical practice, so this is kind of a part-time gig for me. It's really more self-care more than anything.
Oh, that's interesting. How so?
Well, I work full-time, like 8-9 hour days all week long. And I just found myself, I have an artistic background, but I found myself needing to have that outlet.
It's therapeutic.
Exactly. And so I would come home and, after working all day long, maybe do a few drawings and move on. So
let's talk a little bit about the title of the show.
Okay, yeah.
if people are just joining us, it's Recently Abandoned Rooms, and then in parentheses, and others presently occupied.
Yeah, it's a little rambling, which was the intention. Initially, I had called it Estate Sale, which is quick and easy, but it ended up being a little confusing for some people. So I changed it to this. I was really influenced when I titled it by Neil Gaiman. I don't know if you've read any of his books, but he has these really great kind of humorous ways of describing characters. And I was listening to a lot of his audiobooks at the time and decided to go with that. I wanted it to be kind of redundant, kind of humorous, but also maybe a little bit spooky at the same time.
And what do you mean by "and others presently occupied"?
Well, when you see the show, the intention is to kind of give the viewer a tour of different rooms in this big spooky house. And each piece is a different room, and you can decide whether or not, is there someone in there, or is there an actual person in there? What happened? They're all recently abandoned, or there is some kind of being in that room.
And there's a connection to death.
Well,
I mean, yeah. I sensed one.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
For sure. I mean, there's one in there that's called Eternal Sleeper, or I haven't decided if I want to call it Eternal Sleeper or Eternal Napper. It's a person on a couch, and we don't know if he's alive or not. So it is morbid for sure. But
I think I'd
also
rather nap for eternity.
Humorous.
Just thinking,
yeah.
About it.
Definitely. I'm with you there.
Which pieces were the hardest to put together for you?
Well, I have definitely had a few struggles. My goal was to use upcycled frames for all of my work.
And for people that don't know, that means a frame that's already been used?
Yeah. So I would just do thrift stores a lot. And see what I could find that I could use for my show. So I had a big collection, and then trying to fit the right piece of work with the right frame actually, I think, has been the most difficult part. The ideas for this show have come really easily, which is not something that I've always experienced in the past. So that was really exciting.
So I imagine artists have a form of writer's block in some cases.
Yeah.
For you, that just didn't exist.
This time. It has in the past. Especially when I was doing more embroidery, I think I was less inspired doing that. But now that I've really kind of come into this idea that I really like and accepted the fact that these are contrasting ideas, kind of this light mid-century feel, you know, like it's not traditionally associated with like a haunted house or something. Accepting and putting those two ideas together, I was like, oh, well, I have a ton of ideas now. It just like opened the floodgates.
These would sell well in Palm Springs or a place where there's a lot of mid-century.
I don't know if it's quite their style.
No. But what feedback are you getting so far?
So far, I think it's mostly good. It's definitely been I think a lot of people don't always know what to say when they see it, which I kind of like. I want to expand that idea a little bit.
Uh-huh. How so?
Well, just like I said, continuing to do contrasting ideas. I am very enthusiastic about a lot of different topics. I love like comic books and like design and, you know, different TV shows. And it's just trying to harness in all of my ideas. So I want to try to move forward with like combining two things that maybe don't necessarily go together, and then definitely expound more on those illusion skulls that I call them, the Memento Mori skulls. I definitely want to continue doing that in the future. So.
I love those. Those were
thank you.
Yeah, my favorite part of the art. So I've never had an art show before, but I imagine there must be like day of jitters.
It's been going on for
for a while.
For a while, yeah. For me.
What are you going to do to get past those? Just
power through it. I think we are hanging the show on Thursday, and I think after that, I'll be fine. As long as it's all up and I can see how it looks, I'll be happy. So.
And when it's all done, what are you going to do?
I'm going to not draw for a little while, I think. I think I'll take a little break.
Maybe a little more embroidery?
Maybe not. Maybe just relax for a little while.
Maybe nap, but not eternally.
Probably take a nap, a shorter nap. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I said, I definitely want to explore those illusion skulls a little bit more. I haven't seen that as much in recent work as far as like different artists that I follow. So I definitely am excited to do some more of that.
All right. You've been listening to Lindsay Swearingen talk about her upcoming show, Recently Abandoned Rooms and Others Presently Occupied at Outlet Co-working Saturday, June 8th. We'll have details at capradio.org/insight. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team, Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer is Antonio Munez. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington. Insight's executive producer, Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us.